Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Back in Trey Kennedy Studios, do less, God bless. We were in the great areas of Lexington, Kentucky, and Toledo, Ohio.
Man. Yes, the Middle East, I believe it's known as.
Yes,
in the United States.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, cool to tour in the Middle East.
It was.
Did a little deployment out there recently, mm-hmm. and we're back. Mm-hmm.
We're back, and we did not bomb. We killed it. All right.
What?
Weird start to the podcast. You set me up for this, dude.
We did it, though.
We didn't.
It went great. We literally just got back. I mean, we woke up at, I guess the equivalent of like 4:30 a.m. Central time.
Yeah.
We woke up this morning.
Getting more coffee going.
And now we're back in Kansas City and...
Throwing down a pod.
Podcast 18.
So thank you to all the folks who came out. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was cool.
Several people came up and said, you know... Listen to the podcast. It was great.
Uh-huh.
You're just as bad of a singer in person. I said, thank you.
Thank you. We did the shows at like however little capacity. So we did more. We did 7 shows in like 3 days. But it's cool to just get a lot of reps in, you know. It'd been so long.
Yeah.
Sunday night, first show in. I just want to say, if you went to the last show in Toledo versus that one, it was probably pretty different.
Very different.
I was nervous. I hadn't performed since March.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're getting back in this, but it was great. Crowds were fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's we could talk more about it as we get into this podcast. It's so funny, just like you go to these comedy clubs and you never know what to expect. One, they are not prepared for Trey's show in the realm of like music.
Yeah, Lexington was. Shout out Lexington.
Kind of.
For the most part. It was pretty seamless.
Yeah. Just their speakers, though, were like so bad. Like Trey would hit too high of a note. It would just like crackle.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for you.
That's kind of the intrigue of the comedy clubs, right? Like this mic we're talking on right here that I bought for like a few a few hundred bucks is nicer than any equipment in their whole facility.
It is spectacular. That they can't like just, I don't know. Like this
just
is what you do.
Upgrade a little, yeah. But that's kind of I think that's part of it.
Yeah. We got to Toledo and oh my gosh, it was pretty stressful. Yeah. I can't imagine how stressed you were.
Just one thing after another. Yeah, and I knew we'd get it. It was more just kind of like, I'm supposed to get on stage in like 30 minutes and be really funny, and I'm like kind of ticked off. So.
Yeah, so let's go over the issues. One, they don't have like a very simple piece of audio equipment for Alan to plug in his keyboard.
Here's the issue. We try to do a variety of fun things. So there's like some singing, there's some videos, and then your typical just me and a mic making jokes. So, obviously, these places are typically used to a guy just getting up there and telling jokes.
It's more than what they're expecting.
So, and it's just, the sound guy was, like, late, and then it turns out he wasn't even the sound guy. He was just, like,
a comedian
who, like, kind of works there part-time, and then they didn't have...
Internet.
They didn't have an HDMI, just so I could play my videos. And so... And their Wi-Fi was trash, so I'm trying to, like, upload my videos to email to the club's computer. It wasn't happening. It was a disaster. But then we got it. It was fun.
And then we got it.
But it was, like half of the shows.
Your texts are coming through.
Oh, how embarrassing. Don't read those. I'm telling you, we need to.
Someday.
That one was a pretty funny text to come through. My good buddy of mine said, bro, I made butter this morning. That was so good. And that's all I could read. That's when you know you're an adult. I churn my own butter, buddy, and you're going to have to try it. It is decadent.
What's a butter, buddy? You have one of those?
Well, now I do, apparently. Do Less, God Bless podcast. I remember the intro. I'm just going to do it now.
Nice.
Episode 18, November 20th.
Trey's Butter Buddy. That's what it's called.
The Bunk Bed Bridal Boys Butter Buddies.
Boys.
Roll music.
Please just do. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless. Bless, God bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Okay, pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? This is actually what my buddy just texted me. Bro, I made butter this morning and you have to start making your own butter. It's crazy good. Oh, what am I? Come on, man.
Every morning you don't wake up and make your own butter is a morning wasted, idiot.
Am I an old adult or am I Mennonite?
Yes. You will slowly grow out a fuller beard than you've ever had. You'll have this itch that you can't control where you just want to raise a barn and your first son will be named Jedediah. Start making your own butter.
Start making your butter. I tried a new joke. We actually have things to talk about, which is amazing.
It's awesome.
We went and did stuff.
I tried
a new joke that the Mormons will love.
Yeah.
A few people in most of the room did not laugh. We were in Toledo, Ohio. But the few that laughed, you knew they got the joke. Mm-hmm. The punchline was Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
So you got to know who Joseph Smith is. And but that one, I'll probably never tell it again until what, I don't know, who knows how long. Next year, 2 years from now, when we pull through Utah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's coming out of the back pocket. I'm fired up about it.
I think Utah, Arizona, if you pull it back out again, it's going to crush.
Yeah. And I had a Bernie Sanders punch. I'm excited for that one in Alabama. That one did okay up in Ohio, but ooh.
The Bernie Sanders joke, actually did pretty well. Like, people, like, appreciate it.
I think the cleverness, but well, Alabama's going to really like it.
Yeah. I tried a joke about Pennsylvania that I did 3 times. I was like, all right, that's good. That's good on that one. I'm going to stop doing that one. a little too close.
Yeah.
We neighbored Pennsylvania. A little too close. Yeah, what do you got now? Update's not installed.
Oh, this is anyone do butter this? Again. Anyone do this? I do Remind Me Tomorrow for 6 months until finally one day it like does it itself or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and only at the worst times. Your Mac, your computer only. It's not like it did it overnight. How nice. It's like I need to like update this quick. It's like you can use this in 53 minutes. I'm like,
cool. This will make some program I never use run faster. Cool update.
Speaking of other technology, what do you think of these Twitter fleets?
Who needs them? Not me. Not anyone. If you guys don't know, back in the day, well, you guys know this. You know, Snapchat came out with stories. Very innovative. Very cool. It was like their one of many, I guess, like cool pieces of like what we thought was proprietary like technology. And then like a couple years later, Instagram came out with stories. Direct ripoff. It's like, sorry, Snapchat. I guess that's allowed. And then this past week, Twitter said, you know what's missing from our company that's hemorrhaging money? Let's steal some software from another company.
Yeah.
And we have stories now.
Yeah.
They're called fleets.
What if Twitter's like, we're gonna take these Insta stories. They just had no idea that it was actually Snapchat's original thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's cool.
Fleets. What's Instagram doing?
But everyone calls it stories. Listen, we're the bird app. What? Flight? Think about this. Birds fly. I feel like... have you seen their CEO lately?
Yeah.
He looks like a monk or something. It's bizarre.
He looks like he's had a rough quarantine.
Yeah. He looks like he went off and like tripped acid with the Beatles. Remember that movie? What movie is that? Anchorman, maybe?
Tripped acid with the Beatles?
Paul Rudd.
I don't know that movie.
You know what I'm talking about, Derek? Dang it. He's... Anchorman. Oh, no. Maybe... Walk Hard. Anyways, it's a funny movie, whatever it is. But I think he's just like, Twitter, this is what he's just like on peyote or something. It's like, mm-hmm. Twitter, birds fly. If we all come together, tell our stories, fly together as fleets.
Mm.
I think that's how they came up with it.
See, I didn't even catch the like bird connection. I was thinking like it's fleeting, so it's fleets. Like it's a fleeting thing. It's gone after 24 hours.
No, that makes too much sense. I don't think that's what it was. That's why
we both need to be in the same boardroom. Look at us.
I saw a hilarious tweet that was like Microsoft Excel just dropped stories. I had a little photo of it.
Yeah, Microsoft is just going to have their own story. Everything is going to get their own stories.
Everything deserves own stories.
Yeah, I think the weather app's going to come out with stories. It's going to be called Sleep.
Sleets.
Yeah, yeah.
Catch forks. Did you see the weather? It already disappeared. I missed the sleet.
Already sleeted.
Yeah, a lot of things deserve disappearing stories. Like Thanksgiving's next week.
Yeah.
Like my grandma's kind of like racist stories.
Sure.
Maybe deletes.
Yeah.
Maybe deletes. Yeah. Wrap those up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That should have been less than 24 hours. So let's just end this now. Yeah, I think I'm learning it from you got a nice updated new house. Everything's, the oven's connected to the dishwasher, to the fridge.
Thank you.
The oven could have stories. Call it heats.
Heats.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're doing a slow roast. 24 hour, we're going to roast this turkey on heats.
Katie's stories, repeats.
Sorry, Katie.
I heard that one.
What else is there? I could legitimately see Google Maps having stories. Streets. Just like, weather. Like,
what are the directions? It's disappearing? No.
I don't know about the traffic.
Dating app stories.
Oh, yeah. What would those be called?
Sheets.
Sheets.
And into like the sheets.
The more creepy ones would be just called feet.
are we looking for sheets or feet? I don't know.
I'm only into this for like the next couple hours from like midnight to 2 a.m.
Jeff, this is a stretch. Jeff Epstein, he'd take his fleet to his island to cover up his stories discreet. Okay. All right. You got any more?
No. Any software developers out there, feel free to, make something up.
Well, no, those are proprietary. We just announced those. Those are ours.
Yes. You have to give us credit.
Email us, anyone, dlgb@traking.com. You're going to have to.
Sorry.
Speaking of Katie's repeats, this is funny. She called me in the middle of the day. We're still trying to wrap up the dang house. We finally got shades in. It's nice. Got blinds. Got a little... I mean, check that out. Look at that window. Can't see through it. What'd she call me out? I'm thinking... Oh, it was not with someone in the house. It was just... So, you know how I was going to be on call this weekend? I might be able to switch it to next year, but I'm wondering, like, your schedule next year. Like, what... And we're, like, shooting or something. I was like, I'll be home tomorrow. Can we just... She's like, okay. So, yeah.
Sorry.
And she calls me at 6:55. The show's at 7. She's like, hey, so actually, you know what? I think I'm just gonna keep that on call weekend. I think when I thought about it, I'm like, show's in 5 minutes. So she's like, sorry. I'm like, all right, love you. Talk to you later.
I got a text from one of my friends about 15 minutes before showtime last night that said, if you could go back in your life and change anything you wanted, would you do it? And what would you change? I just go, I cannot answer this right now.
All right.
I'm like, pretty nervous. I'm like having trouble eating dinner before the show.
No, it's double whammy. It was my birthday Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we had shows. That was also the night where the show was kind of a disaster. Well, the actual show was fine, but like the sound check was very stressful. And I was like, ugh. And so I also got, now I have a wife who like posts about my birthday, right? So
that's awesome.
Prior to that, no. Because prior to that, my birthday's not, I don't have a personal Facebook. My birthday's not out there. And it's amazing how little Facebook, social media is the only way people know about your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I would get six happy birthday texts.
Yes.
Mom, dad, sister.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two friends that somehow remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. But, Katie post, a big whole thing. So proud of you. I love you. And I got blown up. I got 40, 50 texts. And I still don't think I've responded to all of them. We're trying to shoot videos. We're trying to get ready. We're sound checking. And what I did respect though, I just did a lot of like, thanks, appreciate it. Thanks, appreciate it. I'm getting through them.
Nice.
And I think most people have the understanding, like he's probably getting a few of these.
This doesn't need to be a conversation. Yeah. I know where this is
going. I got 9 or 10 responses of like, how are things going down there? And I literally opened them and made a point. Like, I'm just not gonna, I can't have 11 text combos.
Yeah, no. Yeah. People need to have more social awareness to know, like, not only is it his birthday, but like, he's touring. He's very busy. I'm not trying to start a text conversation with him, knowing that dozens of people are also trying to start a text conversation.
I think it's funny. My sister, very kind, she had a little, she knows the coffee shop I like to go to down the street. Mm-hmm. She had a little like coffee and pastry delivered to my door that morning of my birthday. And I still don't think she realizes I was not there to receive it. I didn't have the heart to tell her, like, didn't get that. I was just like, thanks so much.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have put my homemade butter on it. Oh, it was yummy. Thanks for the pastry.
Yeah, but very nice. Very nice.
It was fun that night on tour. I made a point to announce, just because I figured it wasn't going to matter too much. Like, it is Trey's birthday today, whatever. And then the opener, who's like a guy that we don't know, comes up after us, and he's like, "I heard it was Troy's birthday. How cool is that? Yeah. Happy birthday, Troy!" Oh. And everyone's just like, "No,
yeah,
it's Trey."
Did they shout that out?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, he didn't correct himself. Like he didn't just kept know. Rolling.
Dude, that guy, mad respect for the guy at that show. He was the guy, the featured comic. He was doing. He was like our dad's age and yes. felt very dadish, very like, "How you doing, man? Nice to meet you." Very kind. Like, "What's your name again?" He wouldn't memorize just your first name, your first and last name.
Yeah.
"What, Jake Triplett. Jake Triplett, good to see you, man. Good to see you. Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. Where are you guys from?" "Ooh, Kansas City Chiefs. Love the Chiefs." "Oh, ooh, yeah, big yeah. football guy."
He was a good like old man or like whatever characteristic when he was like, Annetta came in, like our waitress, and she's like, "What do you need?" And he's like, "I don't need it. Well, I need one thing, but it's not..." Wow, dang it. How do you word it?
Dang, you know it. What I'm saying? Like, yeah. She walked in. Annetta in Toledo. I'll never forget her, man.
She was awesome.
The sweetest server in the world. She was so nice. She was so helpful. She walks in like, "Anything else you boys need?" We're like, "We're good. We're good." And Tony goes, his name was Tony. He goes, I don't need anything. He goes, "I'll tell you what. I only need one thing. And that's your name. I'm Tony, man. What's your name?"
Yeah, that's what it was.
She goes, "Annetta." He's like, "Annetta, great to see you. Great to meet you." I was like, this guy's awesome.
This guy was like...
This guy's got so much swagger.
Born to play the role of like a 1920s mobster in his high school play. Yeah. I think he never got the chance to do it.
Yeah.
So he just does it in real life
right,
now.
Right. Oh, it's like... And when you're picturing this guy... "Hey, I just need your name, man. Tony." And you're picturing probably this really Italian guy. It's a Toledo Italian Tony.
Yeah,
it's the perfect way. It is what it is. It's amazing.
He kind of looked like the guy from Married with Children, Al Bundy. Yeah. That's kind of what, like a younger version of him.
His opening joke was, "I look like I work at Dick's Sporting Goods."
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on. Khaki pants.
We had a good time. But yeah, that was, I like that you remember that moment too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was great.
"I only need one thing, and that's your name. I'm Tony." This is like, just tries to be smooth all the time. You just can't just ask her what her name is. "It's me, Mary. Tony."
Yeah, but he was like, "Yeah, Troy's birthday." Everyone's like, "It's kind of Troy." He's like, "All right, next joke." And you just popped in. You're like, "By the way, man, he's calling you Troy, so."
Might
want to use that, yeah. "It's your boy, Troy."
It is kind of fun that I get to go up there and maybe like find some things, find some notes to send your way. That was the main thing that was helpful. It's like, "Hey, he called you Troy. I went back up, said Troy a few times. It's crushing.
Dude.
Feel free to lean into the Troy thing."
You were balling. That was so helpful. You're like, the last show in Toledo got a little chippy. You're like, heads up.
Heads up.
Real drunk table of girls to your left. And they were.
They were.
I didn't really know what to do, to be honest. I tried to shut them up via roasting them. And the girl kept going, "It's my birthday." And then one drunk girl just kept going every 40 seconds. She'd just kind of quietly go, "Maddox.
You're Maddox.
Maddox.
I know you.
Where's Maddox?"
Imagine that.
Oh, I was powered at home, man.
Oh, it was rough. Yeah. I did some jokes about being single, and then that just set her off. "She's single.
Oh yeah,
my friend's single." Okay, that's awesome. We could totally talk after the show. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd never experienced that in my audience. I don't know, Toledo on a Wednesday just got a little fired up.
It turned up, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, they were feeling good. Some other stories from the tour. I don't think this gives too much away, but we every show we will call someone up from the audience and we will get to know them briefly, and then we will sing an improvised song to them. Trey and I do the lyrics. Alan's on the keys. It's a fun little thing. It's towards the end of the show. It's mm-hmm. fun. Always gets a big laugh. We haven't done anything super... we've always performed well. It's always gone well.
It's fun.
But two shows in a row this week...
You saw a version of it in the Hindsight 2020 live stream.
Okay, yeah. It's like that.
It's fun.
But two shows in a row this week. You know, we try to like sing the song, obviously based off of like who they are, what they do for a living, or if they're a mom, whatever. And one show, we're like, "What do you do for a living?" She goes, I teach deaf children. It's like, "Oh, well, I got to say something,"
yeah.
But I don't want to. So yeah. I did something there and that actually got a pretty decent laugh.
Yeah.
And then like the next show, "What do you do?" I teach kids with special needs. Jeez, we're trying to crack jokes up
yeah.
here.
Yeah. I mean,
can you have a normal job?
And you did. You kind of went for it on the special needs joke and the crowd was kind of like,
"Oh, yeah. I'm more of a deaf guy.
Get off the stage." Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. You never know.
It's tough.
You never know.
Yeah. You're on the spot. The heat lamps on you. They had like some sort of... They didn't have stage lights in Toledo. They had like chicken incubators. What were those
yeah.
things?
Yeah.
Dude, it was so hot.
That was
hot.
Right on my forehead.
And you're up there six times longer than I
am. I had to take a year off my life. There's like so many UV rays pounding into my brain.
Oh, I got off stage. I was like, I have a fever. Like my forehead is 106 degrees
yeah.
from this lamp.
It was intense. It really was.
Yeah, you went short sleeve last night because you learned your lesson.
I did. I went short sleeve. Yeah, I still haven't figured out what I'm supposed to wear up there. I don't know. I think it's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wear this.
They're looking at your jokes. It doesn't really matter too much. Mm-hmm. But man, it is fun though. Stand-up comedy, it's getting to do it. It just shows me how much more I need to work on it. I mean, people still laugh. Like, it's still a good show. But it's like, wow, I should really, really practice this probably.
Yeah, that was a good stretch to just do a ton of it and kind of like, yeah, try new things. This works, this doesn't. It's a good time. When you try something new, you're like, oh, people think that's funny.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was cool to see. Yeah, you tried some new stuff just the last few shows. First time, and it's like working. It was awesome to see it.
Yeah, a good little chunk of the show is I do some of these kind of musical performances, and the pianist, good buddy of mine for a long time, he, of course, like, flight was delayed, a total disaster. We thought he might not make the show the first time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And I was like, this is just too ridiculous. Corona canceled the tour. We missed Florida. We postponed Florida dates. We'll be there because of a tropical storm.
Sure.
COVID spiking again. World's falling apart. My pianist almost doesn't make his flight. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But they did, and we're good. Yeah, it's crazy. Ohio just... did you see that? They enforced a curfew.
Someone at the show
active today.
Yeah.
If we were a day sooner, we couldn't have done the late show.
That's what someone told me last night. Like, you barely beat this by a day.
Which, I don't know what to think about that, but I don't know. I felt safe. I feel good today.
Yeah. I feel fine. They were... everyone was great, super friendly. I didn't even tell you this. A guy tried to kiss me last night.
Oh, that's probably not good ever, especially during
a pandemic.
That was nice. You could just be like, dude, I usually would, but COVID. I usually love to kiss my male fans. But
once the vaccine gets passed around, sure.
Hey,
throw a kiss on me.
We need a little more herd immunity, and we'll do a kiss and greet.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys kiss and greet.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
He asked to take a picture. And I think he was just like being funny. I think he was liquored up a little bit. At least it's what I'm trying to tell myself.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, let's do a little selfie. And I said, no. I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
This is my first time getting fake like, kissed
was
by
he,
a guy.
Did he think he was being funny or what? I mean, was he like, did he seem like a gay guy or was he just trying to be funny?
I think he was trying to be funny because his wife took a picture with me right before that.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, he's probably not going to go all the way, but I don't want to give him the chance. Like, I'm gonna move away a little bit.
Okay, well, maybe appears he enjoyed the show, so.
He did enjoy the show.
At least your part.
And once again, if you're out there, hey, in a post-pandemic world,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Ladies, he'll kiss all your husbands. Don't worry about it. Wow, yeah. That's bizarre. Yeah, I liked, we didn't do any meet and greets, so I was just kind of bummed. I think the shows were so small, it occurred to me, I was like, maybe I just go out there and like grab a photo with everyone. There's like 100 people, but like, I probably shouldn't meet hundreds of people in a few days. So I didn't. It's funny when you meet people. Cause I think very much that's what people holler in the comedy shows. Cause everyone's feeling funny, right? It's a funny night. Everyone wants to be funny.
I could do this.
Or I'll meet people and they'll try to like crack me a joke.
Mm-hmm.
One guy was like, hey man, this is back in March. He's like, would you be offended by like kind of a R-rated joke? I'm like, I don't know, go for it, man. Oh, and he told me, like, he proceeded to tell me, I'm not even going to repeat it, like the most crass, like your old grandpa, like gross perverted joke to me. And I just did a very nice, like, and he was like, yeah, good show, man.
Knew you'd like it. Mm-hmm. From one comic to another.
Mm-hmm.
Knew you'd like it. That's so funny. Yeah, people do feel like it's time to like, they got to prove they're worth something.
Right.
Most, not all the time, but most times when you like meet them. But, like either I'm funny too, or like I know some things.
Right.
One girl last night was really excited. Shout out. I forgot her name. She listens to this podcast. But she was like, I listen to your Trey's podcast and I got to say. And then usually it's like, I have no idea what they're going to say, but it's something along the lines of
my
like,
podcast. You're a guest.
Sorry. The podcast
thanks for coming on the show.
A full-time guest on.
full-time. Am I full-time guest? That's the new phrase.
Usually it's kind of the same sentence. Like, I love your and Trey's podcast. It's so funny. I laughed at this. Or the theme song gets me every time. This was, I listened to your and Trey's podcast. I cannot believe that tick bite thing you have. like 17 episodes, everything she could have mentioned. That's still the thing, like that's resonating with her.
Something that's not funny in any way, just something about you. She's like, no pork. Really? No, no beef.
Tick bite.
Tick bite.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, maybe I should. She knows so much about you.
I thought it was really funny, though. I was like, everything you could have said, something we said like one episode a long time ago.
No, it was great. Everyone who came out was great and got a really nice compliments from a lot of people. Means a lot. So, we're going to do a couple in Bama, small shows. And
Bama.
Live stream show, guys. Get your tickets, because if you're saying, wow, this sounds fun, well, this show you have to see in person, but we have all new content that we're doing a live stream show November 24th. It's called Is This Thing On? Is the title of the online live stream comedy show. TreyKennedy.com/live. Get your tickets. Okay. And if you're not free that night, Tuesday night, you can still watch it through all the way through Sunday. So it's a fun entertainment over the holidays, I would like to say.
It's not very expensive. Split it with a friend. You both can watch it. Have them come over.
$12.99.
Yeah.
$12.99. Gather a few friends. Not too many, I guess. I don't know what's going on. But man, that'll be fun. We're excited to do that again.
And if you live in Florida, you can come see us in person. Still tickets available on West Palm Beach and Naples.
Huntsville, Alabama. There's but a few tickets left.
They're fleeting.
There's literally like five or six. I don't know. So go to TreyKennedy.com/tour. Huntsville, you got a few if you need them. And then Florida, we got a few dozen left. Come hang.
Come hear a Bernie Sanders joke. Come on, guys.
We're fired up to go. Got an Airbnb with a little pool, man. So, I don't know.
Little pool.
Nothing too crazy. We stayed at a Hampton Inn or something, because Perrysburg, Ohio didn't have a lot of fire Airbnb game, and I slept all night, woke up, and next day noticed a really heinous stain in the sheets that I just cuddled up in.
It was great, because we had already planned, hey, when we're on the road, we're going to shoot a hotels video.
Yeah.
And we'd already kind of written a hotel type video, you know, with all like the annoying, funny things about a hotel, and then we just see this massive stain. Like, I was like, well, that's perfect.
Thank you, Lord, for a great video prop, but also, I wish I could have seen that before I slept in it
Dried blood? It had that kind of orangish tint.
Is that my blood? And then I realized, I'm not bleeding anywhere. That is someone else's, which is perfect. It was an old stain. I wonder how that, surely they bleach? I don't know.
Sure.
I think we all just, ignorance is bliss in hotel stays and Airbnbs. I think we realize that. We're like, you know, most people I see out in the world, I'm disgusted by. And a lot of them are laying their big old rears down in this bed, just like me.
The night before. They were right here. Yeah. Same bed. We had no hot water in the hotel. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
We had to be our own cleaning service in the Airbnb. Never seen that before.
Yeah. They
start the dishwasher, do your own load of laundry.
Yeah. It's I talked about it.
I don't live here. I paid for it.
I think correct opinions a bit, so I won't get into it. But a girl was like, yeah, a hotel had, they made me like, they asked me to like scrub the toilet a little bit. That's the way they're like, start a load of laundry. I'm like, well, okay, where's it going to stop?
Scrub the toilet a little bit.
Yeah. Speaking of fans, let's do our YouTube comments.
Let's do our YouTube comments.
Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. Our man Derek's making the videos look better than ever. You're going to want to see the clips, the videos. This was last week's episode. Top comment. Has anyone else noticed, Josh says, has anyone else noticed that Trey says literally, like literally? Dude, I do. Have you ever noticed this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Always. Just in real life.
Yeah. You said it in whatever recent video.
Like the
Thanksgiving video.
Oh, as you're editing it?
Uh-huh.
Editing it?
Editing?
Literally? I just got to slow down.
As is editing it? I think it's fine. Dude, we all say words funny.
That's literally an issue, but I get going too fast and literally.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine. Don't let Josh get to you. Although it does have 11 upvotes.
Oh, so. Yeah. I think it's just because he talks so fast. Well, you know.
Whatever. I'd rather say a few words wrong and talk fast than talk so slow that it's just agonizing to listen to.
Kinsey Madison says, I've never disagreed with a doing too much, but I've always and will always name my vehicle. Currently, I have Sierra the Xterra.
Kinsey.
Kinsey.
Come on, Kins. I met someone in person who I guess we featured as like our YouTube comment of the week. There was someone who talked about like, let's see more at Jake's thighs. And her name is Desiree, but it's spelled like Desire. And do you remember that? I was like, let's go, Desire.
Yeah.
She was at the show like two nights ago. She's like, by the way, it's Desiree.
Yeah, it's Desiree. still love your thighs.
I think it's desire. Yeah. I think based on what you've said to me on the internet, I think it's desire.
And then, oh, this is what's even worse. Monique, Shay, Megan, Jenna, all those names make sense. They all reply and say, I agree with you, girl. I name my car. My car's name's Corky. I call my car the toaster. Mine is Big Red. I now drive Jennifer Gray. Jennifer?
First name, last name for your car?
Hello, Awesome says, Trey, dude, sometimes poor Jake tries to share something and can't. Remember co-host. No, well, he's full-time guest.
I'm a guest.
He's taking it too literally when Jake says, thanks for having me back on. Literally, do I get a little revved up sometimes?
Get a little revved up sometimes.
Do you feel like you can't talk sometimes?
Thanks for coming
space.
To...
It's a safe space.
Yeah, marital counseling.
Do you feel like you can't talk sometimes?
No, honestly, it's not a big...
Is it a safe space?
So yeah,
you just,
it's fine.
You have the floor, I want you to...
Okay. Yeah, no, it's...
Because I just... They commented here... I know I can get a little revved up. I say literally, and I go.
Honestly, so I've never noticed.
Do you feel like?
No, it's not even a little bit.
Maybe the weirdest recurring theme on this podcast is the fact that Jake can't eat beef because of a tick bit him, says Claire.
Is that a recurring theme?
People think you're a freak.
I don't think that's a theme. I think that's just how I live. It's always going to be a theme. It's like saying it's a recurring theme that Trey has brunette hair. Like, okay, yeah, that's how he is.
I mean, I'm glad you're confident about it.
Yeah, all right.
Sarah says...
Eat a lot of pollo.
Jake not wanting to talk about his pants is extremely sus.
I don't really get that. I think it was because it was going to be boring. I was like, I just bought some new pants. And I was like, what could it's I possibly sus. Say about them? Like, whatever, forget about my pants.
Well, to Sarah, it's sus. I love that word.
Yeah. Speaking of my pants, I've learned... Sorry, I went a little spread eagle in past episodes. All right, I know that now. Look at us today. We're in line. You know, we're downhill skiing today. All right, we're not spread eagle.
How uncomfortable is that for you?
It's not great. I have
your inner thighs is gonna be so sore tomorrow. You're just clenching.
There we go.
You're doing good not going spread eagle. I'm doing good not going crisscross applesauce like I'm six. Knack says Knack Baxter. Which is an awesome name.
Oh, I know him.
Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a Derek. Derek.
It can buy you a Derek.
Man, you
That's
Derek.
That's funny.
Came, Derek came just in time. We're out on the road. We're trying to shoot videos, doing all this stuff. And I had a moment where I was like, man, that's a huge help. I'm not worrying about uploading a dang podcast.
Oh my gosh. Having to upload all that on hotel Wi-Fi.
Derek. Oh yeah. I've been places where hotel Wi-Fi, it's hopeless.
It's too bad that we become so like coddled and so like bummed when Wi-Fi isn't fast because it's like, oh, it's such a like millennial thing to complain about. Mm-hmm. But also it's almost 2021. We've had Wi-Fi for a long time. I think that's an easy upgrade. Make it a little faster.
I don't understand.
People appreciate it. People notice it. You should do that. Panera Bread, come on. Make it better.
Yeah, I don't get how hotels, it's so simple to have decent Wi-Fi. Even my buddies, I'm playing video games with them, and they're like, oh, I'm lagging again. I'm like, fix it. There's ways.
$5 a month and have it never lag again.
Right. Or there's so many things you can find on Amazon in 5 minutes. Like, my internet was kind of annoying and laggy, and I got this, like, you know, some Amazon product that, like, extends your range. Whatever. Fixed.
Yeah.
$40.
Nice.
I mean, use your Wi-Fi all the time. Well worth it.
Yeah. One-time purchase.
Chelsea wants to see the 5-inch inseam shorts. Yes, we need more 2020.
A lot of comments about my legs. Man, my pants, my short shorts.
Payday 831 says, can we get an update on Trey's fancy water bottle? I'm not seeing it. It's back. I had left it at a friend's house. I told y'all, I'll give it a few months.
Did you have a sleepover?
No. I went over to their house and brought it, left it. They returned it. So it's back. I'm telling you. What's your... Podcast listeners, Jake, what's your over-under when I lose this thing?
I would say over-under 4.5 months.
Okay.
Is where it'll...
That puts us at mid-March?
Sure.
Yeah. March-ish, late... No, more like May.
May.
May 8th is my postponed wedding day.
Okay.
I think that's right at 4.5 months.
Are you sure?
So I'm going to do something embarrassing. Just December, January, February, March. No.
Early April.
Early April.
Yeah. Aprilish.
That's that tick bite. Gives you weird powers.
You little freak, you can count to four. Must have a tick bite in your system.
Oh, it's crazy how bad I am at math now. Like, have you at a casino when you're playing blackjack, you're like, this person, did you go to MIT? How are you doing this math so fast?
Yeah.
It's because you get good at what you practice at. And Kate, I'll make fun of Katie all the time. She has like some crazy medical and engineering degree or something.
Mm-hmm. Something.
But she'll like, when is that? And she'll kind of pause, like, don't count on your fingers. Mm-hmm. You have two... You're too smart to count on your fingers.
But I think you're pretty good at math when I've seen you do math before.
Thank you.
Above average.
I do think I'm above average. Yeah. What happens is the months... And that's our YouTube comments. Thank you, guys. Please go blow up the comment section. That's a fun little segment. Jake's a freak with a tick bike. So, no, that's... what was I saying about
math? Just mental math. You're above average.
Yeah, I get it weird because, like, the months... You're 12 months.
Yeah.
But I think when we don't want to do math, it gets tricky. It's like when you're counting, you forget to count. Like the beginning is one. Do you know what I'm saying? Hold on, dude. Hold on. It's going to make sense. So when you, hey, everyone's Tobey Maguire.
And you forget.
Gets bit by insects.
The first number, and you just start with two. Does that ever happen to you guys? You start on two, you forget one. Relatable, so, huh?
An example. How many have I said, hey, I need you to do that in April? How many months is that? You would say, okay, it's November to April, 11 to 4. You might say, oh, real quick, that's 5. But you got to count. November 2, so it's actually 6.
But like November's almost over.
That's the best example I have. That kind of makes sense.
No, I'm lost. Here, I'll throw you a bone. Sometimes it gets tricky when counting time because minutes are up to like 60 seconds. So you'll see like a timestamp and it's like 1:24:13. So you don't know if that's like 124 minutes or an hour and 24 minutes. And then when you try to add and subtract, sometimes it gets confusing.
There's 60 minutes in an hour, Jake.
What did I say?
I'm just letting you know. It doesn't seem like that. Forget it. Forget I said anything.
Counting is tough, though. Counting is tough. I do love that, like what you were saying, the blackjack dealer. They just go so fast sometimes. Like, all right, Buster. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. Whoa.
Oh.
Dang it. You're right.
And you know, sometimes all the time I've done it where I'll like try to check them. Like, are you sure they did that? And the last time I did that, guy's like, sir, I've been doing this longer than you've been alive. He just checked me like that. I was like, okay, I'll just shut up.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. Mental math, though. We should do more of it.
It's fun. That long D, man.
Yeah, we got an email about long D.
I'm going to go ahead and read it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Email us, guys. dlgb@treykinder.com. We love your emails. They're fun. This is a great email. I'm just going to get to it. I don't know. Paige writes in, Jake and Trey, I have two major work-related questions for y'all. Hopefully your extensive wisdom and knowledge can help. I bet it can. I teach sixth and seventh grade math at a Christian private school in the Bible Belt of Texas. Do you think I should start referring to long division as long D, like y'all did? Seems like the terminology the parents and administration would really support. Maybe sure. It will put me in the running for Teacher of the Year. I would love your thoughts.
I mean, it's shorter. You're going to save time.
Yeah. I mean, kids love abbreviations.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Why say more word when less word do trick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exact.
Literally.
Literally.
I actually said it right. Literally.
Lovely. Literally. Yeah. What's up? Yo, Blaze, come get this long D. And the kids would be like, whoa, Miss Paige is off. The vibes are on.
The vibes are on.
Yo.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's at least make you more popular.
Yeah, definitely. What else could you do? What else could you change in math to maybe become a cooler math teacher? Multiplication.
Multiplication.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I was trying to add or sub.
There you go.
Pythagorean was tripping. Just roast the past mathematicians.
Pythag? Oh, yeah. Great theorems.
Yeah. Quadratic form? The quad form? QF?
Yeah. They'd love that.
Quad EF?
They're doing that in 6th and 7th grade for sure.
I have no idea when I learned that.
No. I don't know. What else did Paige say?
Well, real quick, do you think teachers... I was like, make you more popular. Do you think teachers are, like, actually really value the opinion of their students as far as, like, the coolest kid in the class thinks I'm cool?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I talked to my teacher. I have a teacher friend. I was like, do you, like, when the popular kids like you, does that mean a lot to you? She was like, yes, it does.
I'm sure in high school it has to.
I remember this moment vividly. This tells you something. I was around, like, a teenage kid, high school age kid.
Nice.
I'm going to give no context to that.
Sure.
Yeah. Just good. Me and him hanging.
Sure.
And I don't actually remember the context, but I said attempted a joke, and he was like definitely like a cool kid, you know, too cool. And he goes, nice one. And it crushed me. I couldn't believe how much it upset me.
Dang it, dude.
Just bombed in front of this kid. Kids were ruthless.
Yeah. They'll tell you how it is. I've worked with a lot of them, and you gotta be on your game. I think it's what prepared me for this.
Yeah.
Working with kids.
That's true. I mean, a Trey Kennedy audience of in Toledo is a lot more forgiving than some cool guy teens.
Oh, yeah. You try to do a show with kids who are saying, no cap? Oh, that's cap? That's terrifying.
Cap. You're up there saying a punchline? Cap.
Oh.
Cap, 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 cap.
Oh, yeah. I'd do a show in front of some Kappa Gammas. That sounds like more my speed.
Right.
But anyone who still says, oh, that's cap, not my audience.
That's an L, bruh.
Yeah. Hold this L.
Hold this L, bruh.
Stop. Trying to sing this one about special needs.
That was definitely me. That was so me as a teenager.
You'd like hop on the trends.
Well, yeah, I would just like, that is not funny at all. It'd be like one of the most, be like a stand-up special. I never saw, right? I feel like teens do that. Like, that dude's not funny. And you realize I was just, no one could have made me laugh. I just thought I was the man. No one else was good at anything.
Yeah, no one's good at anything. I remember like Kobe LeBron debates when I was in high school. And it was like, LeBron sucks. It's like, it's LeBron trash. Doesn't suck.
Bro.
LeBron is not that good.
Yeah.
That's such a high school comment.
True. Paige continues, one of the custodians at our school only speaks Spanish. Do you prefer custodian, janitor? What do you think?
I prefer custode.
Trash hog?
Yeah, I've heard all three.
They did not like that one.
No. But yeah, I go custode.
Dude, I love custodes.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They seem to always be in a good... They're just the best. I've had bad custodians when I was in high school, and you're scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have those custodians, they're just happy to be there.
I feel like every custode at my old high school, like, never stopped working there.
Everyone loved them.
Like, their job security is incredible. Like, they stay there forever. They love what they do.
Yeah.
And they like being around kids, hopefully not too much.
It's them. It's like them, tenured teachers,
and then
gym teachers.
Yeah, and like the superintendents.
Gym teachers can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think we know that. But custodians, man. Shout out custodians. One of the custodians at our school only speaks Spanish and attempts to have a conversation with me multiple times a day. That's awesome. Because you know this person's laughing and they're just, he's just talking to this white woman like, you know, Spanish, Spanish, Spanish. And she's just, okay, you know.
That's awesome.
He's happy to be there. I can't even roll my R's, says Paige. no matter how many times, a little racist, no matter how many times, or you don't have to roll your eyes to speak Spanish.
I don't think you have to.
Oh, it's a little swag on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like the cool kids saying, bruh.
Yeah. Oh, me gusta, señorita.
Something that was nice. Fire. Yeah, that was good. No matter how many times I say, yo no sé, which means?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably.
I think.
He continues to speak to me and seems like he really needs answers to whatever he's asking. What should I do? Should I invest in Rosetta Stone? Just keep repeating the sentences I learned in Spanish 1 in high school? ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Do you think he's punking me? Necesito your guidance.
I like the way Paige emails.
Yeah.
Paige, send us more emails.
So,
necesito your guidance.
So this...
That's funny.
What I want... This is what I'm going to tell Paige.
Okay.
That she needs to invest in Rosetta Stone and learn some basics. But between us, Jake...
Yeah.
This guy's hilarious. He's just douching on her. He's just... He's like this white woman. He's like, I know exactly what she's saying. I know English.
Yeah.
He's just messing with her.
They wouldn't let me work here if I didn't know some English.
But I want her to know that. I don't want her to know that because this is hilarious. I want to just keep going.
And like, let's say Paige even gets to a level where she can kind of learn some Spanish. He's going to up his vocabulary to where Paige never quite reaches his level. So it's like a never-ending battle. Like, you can try and learn, but he's going to go above your head. He's going to start using slang words. Words they use in like Spaniard, like the Spain version of Mexico.
Different dialects.
That they don't really teach you. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you're never going to catch him.
He feels... This guy's funny, man. I bet he's like first grade level right now. So when she starts diving in, she's starting to learn. She's like, oh, okay. He says that word and that word. I'm getting it. And he realizes she's hit a few. He just fires it up to sixth grade level.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm lost again. And then by the end of it, she's fluent. He's like, well done. Like, you knew English the whole time?
Yes. He's like a wise old Spanish janitor who appears in movies to help people find their quest in life.
We need to run with
when
that.
When they're bitten by a tick.
I think we need to write a show concept, try to get that sold.
Yeah. What's it's the called name of that? El Hombre Limpiar.
Which
I think it's like the man cleans. Something okay. Along those lines.
Okay, yeah.
I also took ninth grade Spanish.
Okay.
I don't know how to say this in Spanish, but it's the man who cleans your soul. That's kind of the title. That's the theme of the show. Like okay. He cleans the school, but he's also like cleansing you from within.
He's like clean up your nachos, Libre. Because he's a custodian, did you? Did that one?
Because he loves, like, Spanish, like, fighting. And he's also, she's a Libra.
It was more just a play on words.
No, I got that, too. Yeah,
okay, yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of layers to that.
Yeah. Complex.
Complex.
Just love the craft.
Yeah. How much Spanish do you know?
None.
Really? You didn't take it ever?
I did. The whole time, you know, I was the too cool kid. I was like, why do I need to know another language?
Yeah.
We were raised where people were like, by 2024, everyone's going to speak Spanish. So,
oh, yeah. Everyone said that.
Like, low key, that's what we were being told.
Spanish and cursive. Like, if you don't know this, might as well just, you know, pack up shop.
Which, yeah. In hindsight, maybe it was just country people like, yeah, the border's still open. Just, they'll come in here. Well, nothing but tortillas and Spanish. Someone told me that and I just bought it. But really, that was just a dumb old country white guy, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, why am I? And I got done with Spanish. And I was like, thank the Lord. I just all of it out of my head.
I went to Mexico last year. 11 months ago, Trey, when would that have been?
Well, it gets tricky. You got to add one.
You got to start with one.
December.
Nice. Went to Mexico last December. And thought I was going to more of like a touristy area. I went to Tulum. And if you're not staying in a resort, it's pretty much just like getting dropped in the middle of Mexico. Mm. No one speaks English, which is fine. It's Mexico. I don't really necessarily expect you to.
That's rude of them.
That's obviously fine. But I am the translator for our group. And my Spanish is ninth grade level. Like I am somehow the most qualified to speak Spanish, which is not good.
At ninth grade level?
In
Spanish.
What do you think
of the Mexican people?
I took it in ninth grade.
I know seven words. I can speak like a 13-year-old in Mexico.
I took it in ninth grade, Trey. Trey Sadia. Okay. Okay. And
just having fun.
It was awful because I can't speak to these people. Every different restaurant seems to have a different exchange rate. I think they're just like taking advantage of the gringos, and I can't talk to them. Second night in, come out from the restaurant. Car's not there. Rental car has been towed, stolen. We no say. We don't know what happened to it.
Right.
So yeah, having to track down a missing car in Mexico when you don't speak Spanish.
That sucks.
Bueno tiempo.
Whenever I've gone, my buddy is fluent and he'll just be like, yeah, they're like talking trash on that person or that person. He can like overhear them.
Should have brought him.
But yeah, I would do that. That'd be, imagine if we were surrounded by people who didn't speak our language. That'd be so fun. Just have a field day.
We would have a track and field day.
Yeah.
I would do long jump around them. I would put a baton in their hands and make them run.
Oh, el baño.
Where's that biblioteca?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Biblioteca is the coolest word.
Yeah. Should mean something way cooler than library.
Yeah. I think maybe we just Americanize that. That's the name of the show. His name's Biblioteca.
Who?
And he's a biblioteca, and he's like a religious robot janitor.
Oh, the show that we're writing.
That's kind of what the word sounds like.
Yeah. Religious custode.
Yeah. Robot. Cool.
Robot. Didn't know he was a robot till just now. Oh, got it. Of course.
Gosh, I don't know if you're going to be able to co-write this with me, man. I don't know.
I just don't get it. Yeah. I just don't
you're not getting the vision at all.
Okay.
Not to be rude.
Religious robot janitor.
Yes.
Who helps Paige. Slowly learn Spanish.
Nachos Libre. What?
Of course.
Yeah, that's good, man. What are you doing this weekend?
Dude, I'm flying to Huntsville, Alabama on Sunday.
Cool.
You?
What? Dude, I have so many plans. I'm hanging with a couple buds tomorrow night. Excited. Okay. Haven't hung out with these guys in a while. And Saturday, getting together, watching the ball game with some friends.
Football Americano.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Just chilling tonight with Katie. I'm excited. But I also probably working a lot too. We got
quite a bit to do.
In a good way. But we're gonna fire it up today and get caught up and we'll be good. I gotta install like a alarm type system in my house. Really don't want to do that.
Thought you had one of those. What's been beeping when the door is open?
No, I got sponsored by a new one.
Oh.
So they're proud sponsors of the new home. And part of that is I got to install it.
Sounds like they got a pretty good deal here. Yeah.
I hate doing handy stuff.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. But I'm excited, man. Alabama, I got us a cute, may I say, little farmhouse.
Sure.
In Huntsville. So I hope you're ready.
Cool.
It was named, it was literally described as a HGTV like farmhouse.
Cool.
So I mean, did I stick you on a twin bed in the last Airbnb? I might have.
Oh,
but
fine.
This is gonna be nice.
I truly don't care.
Twin bed.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I know you don't care, but
I slept the entire flight over here. No problem.
Is it cool if I save money as long as I'm like, can we confirm there's a chair in the living room?
Can we get him an airplane seat?
Yeah.
That reclines about 3 inches? That's what he likes.
Oh,
this is nice.
That's nice.
Right here?
That's the spot.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You reclined it super deep on me, dude.
Well, and I realized that. I was like,
I don't care at all. Who cares about what's your side of that argument? Can you recline the seats or not? Can you be upset about the person in front of you reclining or not?
I don't think you can. I think it's on the airline. If they don't want you to recline your seats, then don't let it recline. And it's like 3 inches. Deal with it.
Right.
You're fine.
I'm on the side of like, they gave you that option. You can recline. Sorry, person behind me that I gave you 2 less inches. Like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You recline yours.
Yeah.
Because I was on a flight once. The guy's like, hey, man, do you mind? Like, not. I'm just like, I'm 6'4". Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to call. I'm like, fine. But what I wanted to do was be like, that's not my fault. You know, just sorry you're 6'4". You have a lot of other, there's pros and cons to this, pal. Hey, it'd be awesome right now if I was 5'1".
Yeah.
That'd be so sick right now. But in a lot of ways, it wouldn't be. So there's pros and cons to every height, right? What do you think is the perfect height, pros and cons wise, all across the board in America today? You're a grown man. Pros and cons of height.
6'2.5".
You think that's the money height?
That's the money height.
Because flights, you're probably still doing okay.
Doing okay. Crammed cars, still fine.
Yeah.
Not great.
But at that height, I think...
You can get a college scholarship playing basketball being 6'2".
Right. Yeah, to some. And then I think at that height, I think when you hit 6 foot, every inch, you can have like one more felony count and girls will let it fly.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like the bad boy meter. There's like a matrix to this.
So if they're like, oh, he's 6'1", he was arrested once.
What for?
But 6'1"'s pretty...
It's like petty theft.
That's fine. 6'2" and a half, they're like, he's got 2 felonies and a misdemeanor. And they're like, he's tall and...
It's close.
I don't...
You're 6'6", you can have spent most of your life in prison, and that's fine. As long as you're free now.
Exactly.
You're as good as mine.
Yeah, I think...
Come kiss me after a show.
I think 6'5", I'd say is the threshold. And then you start going reverse. You're like 7 feet. Okay. You know.
Yeah. You should be doing WWE.
I hope you're. I was talking about, I thought we mentioned a basketball player the other day who's 7 feet and he's like struggling to stay in the league. I'm like, 7 feet's only cool if you're in the NBA. Imagine how difficult that would make your life.
Yeah. Outside of that, it's pretty annoying. Mm. I'm guessing. I can't believe that dude tried to complain about his height to you. Hey, man. I'm 6'4".
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
dude.
I mean, you got like 3 inches on. Is that a huge? I mean, if he was like, "Hey, do you mind, man?" I looked back and his head's like this big. He's like, "I'm 7'2". They're mostly 4, and I feel like I'm 7'2". Do you mind? I'd be like, "Oh my gosh."
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll lean it. You know what? You just take both.
Hey, if you don't mind, I don't know if you know, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. Can you just move it up a little bit? Like,
is that?
Sorry, Shaq. Yes, I'll move it up.
I'm moving your seat up. Shaquille O'Neal, do you mind moving your seat?
Oh, that was Shaquille O'Neal? I thought that was like...
The impressions are awesome, dude. That's right. Chuck. I don't know.
That was closer.
That was a little closer.
The first time it sounded like some sort of tribal speak that I've never heard of.
That wasn't good. It really wasn't.
That's okay.
Thank you.
That's okay.
So yeah, you guys recline your seats. You got our permission. Listen, you want to hit a couple more emails?
Yeah,
before
of course.
We hit the road?
Sure.
Thank you, Paige, for emailing in.
Yeah, I think we had a fun
Emily. She says, "Hey, Trey and Jake, love the podcast. I listen every week. Thanks, Emily. It definitely helps me get through the week. I need some guidance. I'm 25, moved to a new state in August, mid-pandemic, and I'm struggling to find new friends. I'm working from home, so I can't meet people at work, which is still based in the prior city I lived in. I joined a gym. I've made some friends there.
Nice.
But none of them are in their 20s.
Ah.
Most are 30s and older with families. Are you going to jazzercise? I don't know. In my old city, I made friends by going to work, joining clubs, trying new activities, meeting friends of friends. Because of the pandemic, I can't do that.
Bummer.
My friends from the previous city have all visited me. So I still have friends, thankfully. That's good. Yeah, I was about to say, if you don't have any friends, loser. Any advice on how to make friends in a new city? You're screwed. So, yeah, when you get the vaccine one day, 6 months, 12 months, maybe get that person's contact because that'll be the first person you probably meet in person.
Yeah, finally, someone. I don't know if you do this often, but do you just shout like your numbers?
Vaccine workers, yeah, I feel like a lot of people be like, by the way, I haven't met anyone in like a year and a half. Do you want to grab coffee sometime?
Yeah.
Vaccine workers are just going to be swimming in community.
Swimming in community. Yeah, I'm sure they're doing great. Yeah, anyone that, I'd say anyone that you meet, you become their friend. Just, you know, like Andy Bernard in The Office. Like, how am I going to get through this? Easy. Personality mirroring, name repetition, and never breaking off a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
There it is right there.
Just keep going.
Those three things.
Mm-hmm. But you can't handshake.
Dang it.
Just maybe do the
elbow bump,
but you just hold. You're like, hey, man.
All right, see ya. So, and then you just like keep
what's
going.
What's up, man? Yeah,
elbows. All right, that was good. All right, hey.
Are you okay? We did it, right? Stop.
Hey, it's nice to meet you. Get over here. Okay. That's my wife over there. We love you at the show.
Stop.
Get over here.
Stop.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay.
I can't. I don't know what she's going to do.
It is tough when things are like don't exist.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's going to maybe like a jazzercise or something. Maybe Orange Theory. I went to Orange Theory once. Granted, I think they're shutting down all of these things slowly. But Orange Theory, a lot of girls in their 20s.
Yep.
A lot of girls in their 20s at Orange Theory.
Okay.
And, you know, what does that say about you? It says, you know what? I'm willing to put in the work to better myself. I've got the money to pay for this class.
Dang, I should go to Orange Theory.
I mean, dude, I went with... Ryan, my old roommate, and you know, of course, I was very taken. But we were there. I was like, And, you know, he's so friendly. And he literally talked to a couple of girls. I was like, man, you need to get a membership here. I mean, it was great. It was so easy to kind of meet people. You're kind of in this community. So I don't know. Maybe something like that. Workout class. A lot of girls in their 20s. You can make some new girlfriends. Maybe every now and then there was a couple hot guys in there too.
Huh?
Try to kiss them. You know, this was pre-pandemic. So, you know, we go around. All guys trying to kiss each other.
Selfie pic. That reminds me of our guy. What you were saying about Orange Theory in Toledo, who was talking to me, and he's like, dude, when you go to these shows with Trey, man, I mean, do you just clean up? I mean, I bet you just clean up on these shows, don't you?
Yeah.
And I was like, really taking it back. I was like, oh no, not really. I mean, after the show, I'll go back to the hotel room that I share with Alan. He goes, oh, we are different people, man. We are different people. I was like, dude, I don't even know
all right,
you.
Man, just. Cue the sound when I tell you. All right, let's tone it down or not. Yeah, that is kind of funny. There's like a group of girls who are like, we love the show. Really, you know, they're talking to you. They're saying, yo, can we get a selfie train? Like, what are we doing after this? We're like, yeah. We're walking on down to that Hampton Inn and hanging out, the three of us. Good night. That's the vibes. I like, dude, that killed me when, what that say in the show, you're like, I do the opposite of sex every day.
Yeah. There's a part of the show where I was talking to this married couple in the front row, which is kind of, you know, it was pretty casual, and I was like, how long have you guys been married? And they said 11 years. I was like, no way, 11 years. What's your secret? I thought about it for a while.
Yeah, trying to be a comedian.
He goes, sex every single day. And I was like, oh wow,
okay number one.
Sir, wow, what a workhorse.
Do less.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm pretty single. I'm having whatever the opposite of sex every day is. So good for you, man. Good for you. Everyone thought that was pretty funny.
That is so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, that dude, man, we are different people, man.
God, dude. Are you cleaning up? Dude, we're
cleaning up.
This is no.
No.
Like, I mean, maybe it was this after you saw the guy try to kiss you.
This was pretty guy.
Literally everyone in the room is attracted to you, dude.
How are you doing?
How are you doing this?
Girls, guys want to. What?
Girl,
how does it go?
Girls want to hang with you. Guys want to
hang on your neck.
Tongue you.
Yeah, tongue you down.
I think that's the saying.
Yeah, we got interesting offers every night. One night there was like middle-aged women who wanted to smoke a bowl with me. I was like, oh, don't you have kids? Shouldn't you go see them?
We love. Hey, they're out there having a good time. That's just what we provide.
One of them said, "Was like, all right, where's the after party?" And I was trying to like give the answer like, there's no after party. So I said, my hotel room. She's like, okay. I was like, oh, wait, no,
that
no.
That shows how...
With Alan.
how clueless Jake is. She's like, so you're pretty good up there. Where's the... Something out of a movie. Where's the after party? You go, my hotel room. She's like, say no more. You're like, I'm actually trying to convey, I'm going to bed.
That's literally what happened. I was like, I mean... Nowhere, just my hotel room.
What do you want, Leah? Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings? I don't know. Yeah. We'll just go home. We're all going to bed.
You didn't come here to see me. Yeah. You're just settling for me because Trey's married. I know. I know that that's what's happening.
No, yeah. I always love meeting the characters after the show. They're out there having a good time, you know? I'm sure
a lot of these people
hadn't been out and about for a while, so they're letting loose. Love that. Thanks for coming out. Come to the Huntsville, Florida. We got a few tickets. And if you can't make it because you live everywhere else, the live stream show is going to be fun. TreyKennedy.com/live. And episode 18 in the books.
18. Is there anything significant about the number 18?
It's
Peyton Manning a little bit.
It's the number 419. I've grown to hate that number. So
yeah. Well, if you go 18 and then you count the one, can't forget to count the one.
Oh, so it's technically 19. It's technically 19.
So technically.
Shoot.
It is 19 if you count the one on top of this.
Dang
one.
COVID.
Yeah. So there's a little tidbit.
Thanks, Obama. I miss the days we just say that randomly for no reason.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
You just like, I've been sneezing a lot. Like,
pollen,
thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Didn't use 2007. Didn't sneeze once. Didn't used to be like this.
Pollen wasn't a problem.
I'm gonna vote for whoever eradicates this. You know, I want lower taxes and less ragweed pollen. Come on, guys.
Yeah. That was a new girl. Jess gets laid off. She's like, I got laid off. And Schmidt just goes, Obama. Killed me. That's an all-time Obama video where he puts Oreo in the milk. He tries to put Oreo in the glass and his hand's too big. And he goes, Thanks, Obama.
No way. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. Good for him. Obama, if you're listening, that's really funny.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to his email, but we'll get to that maybe next podcast.
Gosh, I thought it was spam.gov email address.
Yeah, I know. He emails every week. It's kind of, he's doing a lot.
It's a little tacky.
So we'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good weekend. Do less. God bless.
I kept my legs together.
Yep.
The whole episode.
Bye.